you say to Joe Biden?
The Japanese are involved here.
I see them all over the place. They're great. I hope your husbands are okay with it.
This is deadly stuff.
That's right.
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Can I go upstairs and give you a kiss?
No.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know.
No justice?
No.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I put a ban on people coming.
I can't be locked in a room someplace for the next year and just stay and do nothing.
Would you rather have a woman?
No.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
I got the COVID. I got the COVID. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, Lippy. Remember Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har? The cartoon.
Pardon?
I remember that cartoon.
the what?
Oh.
Say the Lion and the Hardy Har Har.
You know.
Unbelievable.
Oh. You know. Welcome back. You know, we haven't been together since last year.
No.
It's been
Can
a good
you
year.
Believe?
I can't believe.
Yeah. I know. It's beautiful to be back.
Welcome back. We missed you on Monday. I guess it was on Monday.
Yes. And, thank you so much.
And we really missed you a lot. Chet Gardner, who's a fairly frequent caller to the show, joined us and kind of sat in and had a fun time talking all about music. Aww. And music lessons and learning music and songs and playing. And that was a lot of fun. That was a whole lot of fun. Folks, if you weren't in tune to that show, you should go to the AndyAndAmandaShow.net website and listen to Monday, January 3rd show if you want to learn all about how people best learn how to play music, you know?
That's so cool. And I would like to say, go on.
Conversation, and we might even pick it up again on next Monday's show, talking about music and learning in general and behavioral changes is resulting from learning something, you know? And it was a kind of cool conversation. Yeah, and we did
that's
miss you
very,
very much.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I miss you guys too. I want to say a Happy New Year to you and everybody else. It's my opportunity to say it now that I'm back. And I
hope
everybody had a great one, because things were all over the place, weren't they, really? People didn't know to get together or not and celebrate or not, and
I got the COVID. I got the COVID.
You did? How did that happen?
Well, I was out there with Sapphire, I see, and she said that she had COVID. I said, no.
Sapphire. Ooh,
Sapphire. So I don't know how I got. I probably got it because I played this gig Thursday night and then went to a bar afterward. Wouldn't wear a mask. This is out, and I was like, hell, heck with it. You know, I don't know. But I played music Thursday night and hung around and saw some other people and a showcase that I sponsor, and then we went to a bar afterward near a couple doors down. Which is our usual MO, and hung out with no mask and, you know, drank a couple of beers and so forth, had some great wings. And it makes sense that that's probably where, either there or in the venue itself, the music venue itself, is probably where I got it. Because it makes sense, because that was Thursday, what's today? Wednesday, and last.
You're
so
right.
What happened, I have this lingering bronchial cough, which my family and my kids have been saying, Dad, you should go to a doctor. Like, what's that? You know, it's been a long time. You know, I mean, years, you know, I have this like bronchial, I don't smoke. I never smoke, but it's kind of like a smoker's cough.
Right.
So there's something obviously going on, you know, that for a while I'm still here and doing feeling great and doing well with no medical issues. So whatever it is, just kind of like this persistent something happening in the lungs that are just living there and making me have this like bronchial kind of cough for a really long time. So last night I was hanging out and I coughed a little bit, and my daughter, my youngest daughter, was here, and she said, "Dad, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know my cough." She said, "No, this one sounds different. This sounds different, Dad." And she made me, much to my resistance, she made me take a – she thought at first it was negative, and then the second line came up showing positive. It doesn't matter how faint it is. That second line shows up, and it's positive. And then she had another manufacturer's home test. She said, let's cross-reference it with another type of home test. And we did, and that was a definite positive. So two tests, both show I have COVID. They quarantined me right away in my room, and I spent the rest of the night coughing, gagging in the incubator, on the elevator, or whatever you put, they put you in there. What do they do?
Elevator. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. You might get tired of going up the sign after a while.
Yes. Anyway, I feel so I've got I got COVID. You know, how much time have we spent in this show for a year and a half or more, whatever it's been, talking about COVID and vaccinations and Donald Trump and the hospitalizations and the death rate? I got COVID.
Yeah.
I have COVID.
I know. That's weird, right? I mean, I feel for you. I'm also concerned for my co-host. It's a horrible thing. And I'm sure... You've had like the booster though, and the previous two shots, so you stand a really good chance of just, being semi-normal, because you never really been there.
I need some chicken soup. Can you make me some chicken soup?
Oh yes.
You know,
I can do that for you, no problem.
That would be great. That's funny. I feel like I've got a cold.
Stay there.
I'll stay right here.
Put your feet up. All right.
Okay, hold on.
Nice and toasty.
Hold on. Let me do that. Hold on a second. Oh, that's really good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was sitting there in quarantine, laying down, just checking music videos out on my phone and shit, thinking, you know what would be great right now is a dose of Amanda. That's what I need right now. I need Amanda. That's what I felt like I needed. That really is. I mean that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I miss you. I do.
Oh, thank you. I'll miss you too.
Anyway.
Yes. So, I mean, you've got an inside look at all this, right? I mean, I don't want to say incredible, because obviously I wouldn't wish you to have COVID by any means. But, I mean, now we've got listeners that we've talked about this so often, so try and avoid getting COVID. And now you, my darling, have got COVID. And it's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel?
Do you ever have just like a mild cold? You know, maybe you feel a little bit of a fever. If you don't, you ever take your temperature, so it's not confirmed, but you feel like you might have a tiny bit of a temperature and a little bit of sinus congestion, a cough, which is probably a little more phlegmy, a little more wet than my normal cough is. And I've had this other cough, and I probably should do something about that other cough. But anyway, that's another story. But I feel absolutely fine. You know, I feel absolutely fine. And outside the symptoms of the cold, put that aside, but I feel fine. I don't feel down under. I don't feel, I don't feel, oh my God, you know, I want to get in bed and I can't walk around. Just give me juices and soup. I feel perfectly fine. But the symptoms are there. The symptoms are kind of sitting above how I feel. Like imagine you're the cake and the symptoms are the icing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like weird. But here's the thing. Thousands of people right now are in the hospital, someone ventilators, with exactly what I have sitting right here behind this microphone. And they are not vaccinated. Almost, it's not quite, because I don't want to, you know, put out on numbers that aren't real. So I don't know the actual numbers. I guess it would be easy enough to look up the actual number. But almost 100% of the hospitalizations in the United States and perhaps elsewhere are all unvaccinated people with the same thing that I have now that are very, very sick. Someone ventilators with the same exact thing, no different, the same thing I have. What I have now killed 700,000 people. What is in my body right now? It's in my body right now. 700,000 people killed for what Andy has right now. The same thing. I'm vaccinated. Wow. I'm boosted. I'm feeling fine. Now what? Now I can speak firsthand. You know, because when we were doing the show forever and a day, all about COVID, God knows how much time we spent, how many hours of this show in 18 months or more. I don't know how many. Well, we've been doing this a long time. How many hours? You know, I would never want to do it. Have we talked about COVID, vaccinations, Donald Trump, you know, Pfizer, Moderna, Modelo, whatever the hell it is? I don't know. It's Johnson & Johnson. What's going on? And it was a long period of time where we spent some. We went over the infection and death rate in various countries every single show. We just because those lives needed to matter. You know, they need to matter. And we made sure, at least on this show, that they do and did matter. And then the vaccinations came out, and bam, bam, bam. And I got my first vaccination January 14th of last year, and my second shot February 11th of last year. I got boosted about 3 weeks ago. And I'm glad I got boosted.
Right.
I'm glad I got that booster shot. I'm feeling very fine. Just think if I wasn't vaccinated. There's a very good chance there's no saying if I'd be in the hospital or not. I'm pretty healthy, blah, blah, blah. It might just be a more severe cold and I'd get over it, maybe.
Yeah.
But for some people, thousands of people who have the exact same thing I have who are not doing too well right now in the hospital.
Yeah.
The difference between myself and those people is I did the right thing.
Yes.
I can go out and spread. Now, God knows if I spread it. I mean, I've been out. I mean, you're walking around. I mean, I've seen people. We were talking about this Monday. I think it was Monday. Anyway, it must have been. But anyway, I'm going out, and, you know, where I live here in Southern California, there's jogging trails and woods and places to run, and there's so many. It's outdoor life. And you might see some people jogging along with nobody around them whatsoever, anywhere near them. They're on bikes. They're jogging. They're taking walks. They've got masks on. And I obviously am not an anti-masking person, but I'm like, you don't need to wear a mask. I mean, there's nobody around you, and this thing is not just sitting out in the air waiting to infect you. It's not.
Exactly. And with open space like that, it doesn't kind of have the opportunity to attack anybody, you know, like that. I mean, going out at Christmas to see all the lights turned on, there was a lot of people in a town, but because we were all out in the open, there was hardly anybody walking around with masks on. Hardly anybody, because you got all that space. But people, if you're listening, please, you know, there's certain situations that you do have to be careful, obviously. But
One more symptom I'm just realizing right now, because I'm starting to get it right now, is a mild sore throat. I'm just starting to feel that right now. I'm giving you play-by-play.
Right.
COVID. I'm able to say what's going on every you know, I'll give you like a scoop of what's happening. But right now I'm starting to feel very, very mild sore throat. It's not bothering me, but I do feel it. It's very mild.
Yeah, because it does take time to manifest over so many days, doesn't it? I mean, my brother-in-law, his mother and her sisters have all got COVID. Mm. And their symptoms are sore throat, sneezing, you know, very stuffy in the sinuses and things like that. But also their eyes are streaming as well. And they got the cough. Cough that is, you know, persistent, won't go away, and very annoying. I mean, they seem to be doing okay, holding their own at the moment, as far as I'm aware. I've not heard much more about it, but it's actually scary how quickly this thing's circulating around now, and it's reaching a lot more people that we know, and you, my darling.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I must say that. You know, I do this music thing Thursday nights, and it's right near my house, and I host it for the most part. In golf clubs, they have golf pros, you know. I'm the pro at this venue that does this emerging singer-songwriter showcase every Thursday night, and they kind of feature me as the pro who, you know, come, you know, Andy Kimball is, and, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back, but it seems to be that's what.
It's okay.
And I close the show. You know, I close the show. And the response is great, and it's great because I'm not playing anywhere. I mean, let's face it. You know, I'm not. What am I doing?
Yeah.
So it gives me opportunity to get up on stage and play and just bring back all that. You know, this is why I do that, and you know, I do it for to share my music and to create a difference in other people's lives. And it's very frustrating not being able to do that for such a long time. You know, it's great for me. It's great for me in every respect. You know, just in terms of getting on stage, probably my ego, just feeling mm-hmm. like this is what I do really do. This is really what I do. And I think it shows. I mean, I feel like it shows. You know, I really feel it. You know, I really feel it. And it's great to do.
Yeah.
So did I have to go do Thursday night? No. You know. did my daughter say, Dad, when you're not playing music, make sure you wear your mask the whole time? Did I? No. I went to the bar afterward, had some drinks, had some chicken wings, no mask, you know. So I probably was asking for it, you know, because everybody's getting it. Everybody's getting COVID. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to get COVID. If you go to someplace in a store or in a restaurant or other people are, and you're not wearing a mask, vaccinated or not, you're going to get COVID.
But doesn't the mask protect others from you, not the other way around? It doesn't protect you from actually receiving COVID.
The mask does protect you from receiving COVID. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you touch something and then you rub your eyes, wipe your nose, you know, whatever you might do, take your mask off for a second, you have a nose itch or an eye itch or something, you just lower the mask for a second, and you've just touched mm-hmm. the surface area where the COVID protein's hanging around microscopically on that surface, bam, you just gave yourself a dose, you know. Who knows? Also, I gotta say this. During our holiday break, I was listening to talk radio here in Los Angeles, AM 870. And there's a show on there. It's a syndicated show on Salem Communications. And we've talked about this guy before. His name's Dennis Pritt. And I just tuned by the radio. I forget if it was my car or what, but I tuned through the station. And I hear him say, of course, what he usually says, that everything the left touches, they destroy, that the left is evil, that masks don't work. It's all a government ploy. Do not wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. There's no reason to keep your kids home from school. There's no reason to keep everybody home for work. And I called the show.
Wow.
I called the show. I'm
good
all
for
this.
You. Yeah.
We also sit behind microphones. And we do all research. We go into depth for, even though we don't do it that often, but we go, things that are concerning, we go and spend a lot of time on the research. We numbers, we say statistics, where that information is. And talk about truth and fact, not about conservative or liberal talk radio for that matter. And so I called the show. They put me on hold, and I got on the air. And I said, I just heard you say, just, you know, going through the stations, you just said, Mr. Prager, that you don't need to wear a mask, that masks don't do anything. Can I ask, what is that predicated upon? Where did you get this information, and how do you have this knowledge as a talk radio host? Well, I saw videos, and I saw the same videos, by the way. I saw videos of somebody wearing a mask in a micro, and you see them breathing, and you see the steam or, you know, the breath going right through the mask. And I didn't, and then we talked about a little bit about, because we're on the same page regarding this. We talked about that, and I'll get back to it in a second. But then we talked about, you go into a restaurant, you have to wear a mask. And then you sit down at your table, you take your mask off. And there's everybody all around.
Yeah.
So why wear a mask when you walk in? And he said we're not too far off, you know, him and I. We're not too far off. Sorry, my mother. my mother's an English professor. She's all, you know, you say something wrong, look out, you're going to get corrected. Anyway, so he said we're not too far off. And then he had to go up against a commercial break, and we had to end the conversation, but he invited me back on. But what I, after hanging up and thinking about it, when the molecular weight of the spike protein is such that when you exhale, and if you have a lot of, if you exhale and you exhale these proteins, they don't travel far. It's just like anything else with gravity. They go down to the ground pretty quickly, or down to the table, as the case might be. They don't travel unless you're sneezing on somebody or coughing at somebody, where you're having the quarterback throw of your breath or of your nasal, whatever it is, talk bodily fluids start, you know, you're the quarterback, and bam, they travel because you have this powerful cough or this sneeze or this stuff's blowing all over the place. But normal, relaxed conversation when you're sitting, if you have COVID and you're exhaling and taking normal breaths, this stuff doesn't travel far at all. And that's why you can walk into a restaurant, wear a mask, because that's when you're walking around the people or wherever you sit down at the table and then enjoy your conversation, take your mask off, and just your family, just your friends, whoever you're with. And if you all want to take that risk that somebody has COVID, then that's up to you. Because you're sitting at that table with somebody who has COVID, guess what? You are probably going to get it. But you don't have to worry about the table next to you, the table three aisles down, the people coming in and leaving the restaurant. there's no possible way that your breathing is going to affect them because the molecular weight of the spike protein is such that it's going to drop on the table as soon as you breathe out. It's not going to go far.
Yes.
And I could have answered him. So, well, because I said the same thing. I said, yeah, you know, I feel the same way. How come, at the time, this is what I said, how come, why is it that you can walk into a restaurant and sit down and take your mask off? That makes no sense. And I agreed with the guy. And it wasn't until after hanging up and thinking about it in a logical sense and looking at the molecular weight of the spike protein, going and being Andy the physicist here and looking into all of that stuff, realizing this thing can't travel far unless you cough hard or breathe heavy or whatever it might sneeze. Just normal breathing. This thing's going to exit your mouth and go straight on down a couple feet later.
Yeah.
That's all it's got. It won't go further than a couple feet. If that. And also,
right,
here's
okay.
The deal. He said, well, I saw videos, and folks, you can see these same videos on YouTube, right? I did.
Yeah.
I saw videos, is what he says, of people exhaling and their breath going right to the mask. Well, A, who produced those videos, and what were they trying to demonstrate? Did they talk about the molecular weight of what the particulate is that is being put through the mask?
Right.
That's like saying when you breathe through the mask, no air is going through the mask. Of course it is. And if the temperature of my breath is different than the temperature of the air outside of the mask, then I'm going to see something visible. It's like temperature
yeah.
dew point. You see fog when the temperature dew point are close together. You're going to see something. That doesn't mean you're seeing the spike protein. Idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him back.
Yes. Very much so. Oh, my God. I mean, this whole thing is crazy how we're so divided over something so serious. Because I caught Boris Johnson's live conference and... And this was on Facebook. I was watching it because I was just happened to be on Facebook at the time, saw a video, and then his live came up underneath it. I was like, all right, I'll check this out. So he's giving updates about how the UK is sticking with Plan B that we've had for a little while, and he's going to do that for another 3 weeks. And I was watching all the people's comments pop up underneath this video, and the amount of people that are really abusive, saying New World Order, you can, you know, stuff it up, yeah. And, you know, other things like... oh, this is all lies. They're telling us lies, and nowhere am I going to be having the vaccination and things like this. And, you know, I was really, really surprised by the amount of serious negative responses just to see how divided we were. And then there's people, obviously, that are very much for healing this COVID, getting the vaccination, wearing masks, all those types of things, you know, trying to keep everybody safe. And they're, you know, coming back at these people with, what are you saying? Why are you doing this, you know? Don't you care about everybody else? And then World War III breaks out in these comments.
Oh, my God.
People just
yeah.
fighting each other. And it's just, it's crazy, Andy, to see this actually going on. I mean, I understand why there are split views. We've talked about this so many times. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still going on. It's still... having new variants, it's still taking people's lives. It's, I don't know, I'm surely they know people that's had COVID, because this is what shocks me, because a lot of the time these people talk like they don't know anybody who's had COVID, or maybe they're getting their confidence from the fact that the people they do know that's had COVID has recovered just fine, and they're assuming the same thing's going to happen to them, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was talking about Boris bad enough with somebody today, earlier. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you laugh when you say that, Boris
Badenoff. Yeah, about the parties he had at the White House. What did they call it there?
Oh, the White House. You mean Downing Street, number 10. Wow, yeah. I just saw you spat out a chicken bone.
I want everybody to really know that's what COVID sounds like. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is different. I can understand why your daughter's like, yo, Dad, get this sorted, you know?
Yeah, she said it sounds a little different. And she made me. I didn't want to do it. She said, Dad, I'm not fine. I'm not taking COVID tests. And we have a bunch of them here. So she made me do one. At first it was negative. Then the second stripe, the second line started to get more apparent, faint, but it was there. And the directions on this thing said if there's it could be very faint, but if there's any line at all, you're positive. And then I went quarantined right away in my room. Then she had a different kind of COVID home test. Let's do another one. Just a cross-reference, cross-checking. And that one came out positive right away. That came out, bam, that was right away, positive. You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
So I got the test. It was positive. They said it was going to be a girl.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, in the last 24 hours here in the United States, there's 821,331 new cases.
Whoa.
Cumulatively, 55,972,114 cases in the United States with 821,408 deaths to date, right? So,
oh my.
There's 55,972,114 confirmed cases, and that number again is 821,408 people died from what Andy has in him right now, from what I have right now. 821,400 people died. No longer with us. Unbelievable.
So sad.
Don't get vaccinated. No, it's a hoax. No, freedom. They can't tell me what to do. It's my choice. Unbelievable.
It's difficult. Can I ask you a question actually about your lateral flow test that you took?
Yeah.
Is it the one that you have to do the nose and the throat?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Because obviously I remember I mentioned on the previous show that, you know, from someone close to me who did the lateral flow test, which were a new kind at the time that they were handing out on the streets, which is literally just to do the swab up the nose and you had to wait 15 minutes, boom, that was done. But our usual one was the nose and throat and you had to wait 30 minutes for this test to develop.
Yeah,
curious.
Yeah, the first one was nose and throat. And it did take, and that's what my daughter first said, that it looks negative, you know, one line. And then wait, and then the second line appeared, right?
Right.
The second test I took was just nasal, just nose, and that came up right away positive.
Yeah, don't trust that second one.
But they're both positive.
Yes. I think the like I said, the second one, there's been so many reports of those being inaccurate simply because if you've got any kind of virus or cold, it seems to come up with COVID on them straight away.
I'm going to go get a PHRF. What do you call that deal?
PCR.
Thank you. What's a PHRF? That means something. Oh, that's a sailboat race. PHRF is a rating they give to sailboats in a race.
That's why I don't know it.
Yeah. I want to go get me a PHRF. Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sounds good. Have fun.
Thank you. I think I will. This is a place not far. That opened up at 10 this morning. What time is it? It's 12:28. They'll give you a PHF. What do you call it there? A VHF? UHF? What is it?
VCR.
A VCR?
Sounds to me like our British police. Oh, PCR. That's your service.
Oh, is it a P or a V? VCR? A VCR.
No, P.
PCR. Gotcha. So, Amanda, I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah.
We were talking before we went on the air. You and I were having a conversation. I found somebody yesterday who was going to be talking to you about playing Harry Potter. Not playing Harry Potter. No, take that back.
I got some glasses. I could look like Harry Potter, I guess. Drawing like a lightning strike on my head.
An acting gig. It's an acting gig where you would play the part of
J.K. Rowling.
Thank you. Yeah, that.
Wow.
It's from the programming director of one of the nation's most powerful and largest media networks in the United States, and he's going to be calling you directly. And best of luck with it. You know, I think it would be great. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, if it happens, I'm not going to give too much information out now, obviously on the show, but it's very, very good, and I know that there's probably a very good paycheck behind it, I believe, and don't forget me. At least I get my fish sandwich. You know what I'm saying? it ain't easy being me. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get what you get.
No.
But anyway, no, but seriously, all the best. And if it does, I think he's going to contact you directly. I gave him the WhatsApp number, your number that you and I contact each other on. And if that should work. So he will probably call you, I would imagine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
so,
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and he's a very, very, very high up with a very big media company here in the United States. So,
wow.
So all the best. And you never know where
it goes. Thank you,
That connection, you know, we you know, as Cornell also joined our show Monday, where we talked about we talked about our plans this quarter to take this show off of internet. Well, it could stay on internet radio. I don't really give a damn, but this is really making much happen for us being on the internet. Having people say, "Oh, I can't wait to get on internet talk radio," you know, but but you know, thanks to the podcast and other distribution of the show that gives us the visibility that we have. And of course, the visibility on internet talk radio, on Block Talk Radio, has been good. Not great, but been good. You know, we don't really do a whole lot to promote or publicize the show. It kind of has its own existence. And considering that, you know, we're in 23 countries around the world. We've had thousands of listeners and followers and Instagrams and iHooks and iPads and all, what do you call them there? Instamatics.
Instagram,
whatever you call it there, and all the you know, platforms and broadcasts, you know, all the things that you know, it's been good considering where we live. Well, I don't know, you know, where we live. I'm, you know, and when you think that you and I think about this, we still have yet to ever meet. We're married here on the internet, and we've never met.
I know, right? I'm sure there are many people out there thinking, "You crazy fools."
Yeah. 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 And it truly is
unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know? What was I going to say here?
What's that?�
going to do something. I'm going to do something.
Okay.
I can find it. I had it loaded for Monday, so you can see, guess the song. I might try to find this. See, this program, folks, is unscripted, unrehearsed, raw, no plan. There's a lot of things we can talk about in the news, which hopefully we'll still be able to do. But I, over the holidays, gathered some conversations that I downloaded that I thought would make a good starting point, some things that we're going to be talking about and addressing in, you know, within the first, you know, several weeks of our show, some of the news items, some things that people are talking about. Of course, January 6th is a year since the coup attempt by Donald Trump to take over our democracy and instill himself in office and disregard the electoral results and the voting results and the rights of the American people to freely vote for who they want to lead this country. He wanted to disregard that, put himself in office. We all know how that's happening. We also are probably fairly close, you know, it all depends on what you consider a timeline, close timeline to be. But we are probably fairly close to an indictment. Donald Trump. And
I'm not going to
– yeah.
Everything's going into chaos, isn't it, there? With Donald, with the stock markets, it's – whoa.
It's not so crazy. What I'm going to do here is let's see if I can't. Yeah, here it is. 1, 3. Let me do it again. I'm just going to. It'll take me a second. Well, guess what else I did?
I've got a great list coming to my mind right now. Please tell me.
What was I just going to say? Oh, my God.
That's what you were going to do. You're going to remember what to say. Should have got it. Damn it.
I did something. I have no idea what I was going to say.
Oh. What were you talking about just before it?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe that's COVID. I seriously don't remember. I just got excited about something. Which for me, I just got excited about something. It was. What could it have possibly been? I had no idea.
You know, that frustrates me. This happens to me a lot, you know. I think the first Sunday, should I be eating a different type of food or drinking less or something? Because my mind just needs to be very scatty and here and there. Like, trying to remember things has been a struggle. And then suddenly, it'll take me like 20 seconds sometimes, and then it'll be like, bingo, there it is. Why couldn't I get it straight away?
I'll tell you why.
It's molecularly impossible.
That's why.
Okay. I can hear the audience out there that, you know, against vaccines saying, well, maybe it's the vaccinations affecting your brain. You know, you never know what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Saying, oh, yeah. Maybe it's that microchip they put in me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're vaccinated and boosted. Did we say that already? I forget.
Yes,
oh, I
indeed.
Oh, my God, that's a year ago. We should hear 1321. I wonder if that's it. No, I just saw an audio clip from January 3rd of 2021. I should listen to it first, I guess, before we put it on here. And make sure it is what it is. But that was a year ago, and it'd be cool to see what people were talking about a year ago versus right now. Probably the same damn thing.
Actually, yeah, I would imagine it was the same thing, being at this time of year. And you never know. I mean, because COVID's been so in our faces on this show. It's been the main topic, hasn't it, along with Trump?
Yeah, and I don't listen to it. Well, I tune through, obviously, a Dana Prager show for the first time in a long time, as I was saying earlier in the show. But I don't really listen to what other broadcasters are saying. I stay away from radio and from Fox News, Newsmax. To me, what matters is what the truth is. You know, as we said, that's what matters to me. But
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. I got that somewhere. So, yeah, man. Come on, Andy, get with it. I'm usually right on that. But
come on, man. Stop you still harming yourself.
But I don't know what other folks are talking about on other stations, and what are the commentators, or you know what the conversations are. I would imagine they shouldn't be too far off of what we talk about. Not that I care. I don't really give a damn what they talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I would just imagine that. But anyway, I have accumulated. Oh, where to go now? Jesus Christ, Andy, come on. I've accumulated, let me see what I called it. Give me a second here. I'll get there. No, it's called 120.
Okay.
1322, not 21. Hold on a minute. I had this all lined up for Monday's show, and we started talking about other things, and I felt like I'd play this after you joined us again. But anyway, there's a few other things we can talk about in the meantime. So just
hitting
Andy, trying to find the appropriate audio clip with the appropriate button. And that is American Express and BlackRock. These are two of the leading major financial companies in the United States, just urged all their employees to start 2022 by working remotely as COVID-19 cases skyrocket across the country with the numbers we just talked about.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see major universities are closing down, back to studying at home, working home. The Gold Globe Awards, which is the ceremony thrown by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, it's Sunday, this coming Sunday, January 9th, at the Beverly Hills Hilton, where it always is. And I actually was there one time for that. It's incredible to see all these black Escalade pulling up all the stars and stuff. It's kind of fun. But anyway, it's going to be in Los Angeles on Sunday, which is where it always is. But it will not be televised. There'll be no Golden Globes on television this year, and there'll be no audience and no red carpet event. They'll just randomly pass out awards. I think I'm going to go try to pick one up myself if they have an extra.
Yeah, maybe I should just fly over just to that experience. Can you just hand me a little piece? I've always wanted one. Make me feel better about myself. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yeah. But let me do one more thing here. I'm just trying to obviously stall for time. I'm doing a pretty good job. So, also, hitting January 6th. We're hitting January 6th tomorrow. 1 year.
We are.
1 year ago tomorrow, five people died and thousands raided the Capitol. Hundreds got into our Capitol building attempting to harm, do bodily harm, and perhaps kill members of Congress, and maybe even hang the Vice President of the United States and take over our country's democracy at the motivation of the sitting president at the time. That'll be tomorrow.
Okay. My goodness.
And when you think about, you know, Donald Trump walked out of the White House and Joe Biden became the 46th president of the United States, eventually, obviously. But this is really close. When you think about it, attempts by Trump and his followers, his disciples, to overturn the results of that election, which were multifaceted and multidimensional, and there was a lot of effort leading up to and during that insurrection, with the assault on the Capitol, things that we talked about, where Trump tried to overturn election results. That was one element of it. But he came very close to succeeding. And a whole lot of people, 704 so far, have gone to jail. More are going to go to jail. Trump himself might even be indicted. I think he will be. We'll see what happens. There's a whole lot of evidence right now and documentation that Donald Trump's daughter, what's her name again there, Leola? Viola?
Oh.
Magnolia?
The guest is
Sapphire?
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
This is bad right now.
You know what?
I can't remember her name.
You know what I mean. Everybody, our listeners know who. They're probably sitting there thinking the name and saying, come on, guys. Come on. You know, you're on the radio. You should know these things.
Yeah,
I
please help us out, guys. Because
we're
just
letting
you guys.
Yeah, his daughter.
I can't believe it. I can't think. No.
What is name her?
Manina. No, what her name is his wife, right?
Let's just call her Viola. All right. So Viola.
Viola.
She came into her dad in the Oval Office during the insurrection and twice said, Dad, put a stop to it. Put a stop to it. And he didn't. You know, over 2 hours after, he came out and made a very weak attempt to disable and told everybody who's trying to overtake our democracy, told them all how much he loved them and how special they were.
Yeah. Wow.
And how the election was stolen. And they tried to do everything. I can't believe it. Tomorrow should be kind of a cool day. Tomorrow, to see what's on the news, what's going on. Leonard Cohen, the singer-songwriter who wrote Hallelujah and a bunch of other great songs. Bernard Cohen, Lee Cohen, Alan Cohen, Michael Cohen.
Okay.
We are raw and unscripted. Read it in the description of the show. So don't blame me.
I just love the fact that we're unscripted, though, you know? I mean, everybody has all
We don't know
like
people's names or anything. We just make up names. But you know what we're talking about. That's all that counts. We'll name on anything, but you know what we're talking about.
Interesting. Yeah,
it makes it more fun. We just throw the names out there and all that kind of stuff. We can also go like that program, what was it called there?
Here we go again.
The names of Dragnet, the names of change, they're based on two stories, names have changed to protect the innocent. We can plead that. What's that, the fifth or something? I don't know, whatever. One of the amendments. We'll just, I'm just telling you.
I might get to it.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I literally feel like an airhead.
I'm an airhead?
No, I said I literally feel like an airhead, not you, darling. Oh.
You call me airhead. You're probably right.
Okay. Airhead Andy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm drunk on something today, literally. Do you ever get that feeling some days? You just walk around and you feel like your head's in a daze.
My head is spinning because I got the COVID. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be playing the audio clip. I found it. This is a collection. The things that we will be talking about. It's going to go on for about 3.5 minutes here. Let's take a listen, and we'll come back and discuss afterward. Here we go. Here's Andy's collection. There's more to follow, by the way. There's even more that I didn't put in here yet, but here's the beginning.
Blog Talk Radio.
That ain't it.
Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell did I do? All right, let's try again. Do-do-boo.
Rewind. When the crowd say vote, select. Do you know there? I don't know if they're doing that there, actually, Dan. I'm curious to know that you don't have to have a PCR test now if you test positive on a lateral flow test.
Oh. I don't have to do VCR. So what does that mean? I don't need to go get that test I was going to go get?
No, but it might be different rules there for you. I mean, this is what Boris has literally just brought in and said, okay, so the way this COVID's moving, if you test positive on a lateral flow test, don't bother getting a PCR test. So.
I probably don't need. I know I had two tests that are positive.
Yeah.
What, exactly. The heck? This is going to come be negative? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I do.
And not only that, even if it was negative, it's 2-1.
Yeah. Apparently, it's going to be reviewed when the coronavirus levels in the population drop.
It was negative.
1%. Oh. Yeah.
It was negative.
That's two.
Okay.
It was negative. It was negative.
All right, I'm good. I don't know.
I think I haven't been responding. Just trying to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people.
But that was me after I sounded like I had COVID.
Oh.
Ah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my. So Andy, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
What would you like to see happen this year? What is the one thing that you would just love to see happen in 2022?
Are there any minors listening to this show?
Who knows?
Well, I want to meet you.
Aw, thank you. I love your answer.
You love my asthma.
Pardon? Did you just say, I love your ass?
My ass? Yes. Thank you. No, I thought you said you love my asthma.
Oh, no, darling. That's not really a compliment I throw around to people. That's a new pickup line, isn't it? Hey, I love your asthma.
I like...
Breathe a little on me, baby.
I like the other one better. Yeah, I love you.
I've got to agree with that, actually. Yeah.
No, thank you.
We might end up with a few slaps in the face in people if you throw that one around, I guess.
I would imagine, yeah. I want to know what happened. You went, you know what? You can probably go up to a girl or guy, whatever, in a bar. And I wonder what happened if you did just say that. You know, somebody's wearing attractive pants or something. You'd walk to him and say, you know, I got to be honest with you. You know, great fighter or whatever. You know, would that be so bad?
I could just see somebody walking out real slick, like, hey, baby, I love your asthma. Pardon? Sorry, I meant asthma. You're not here. Yeah. Asthma. I love your asthma.
Man. Oh.
Yes. PQRST.
Philadelphia Eagles football team were in the playoffs. They got a wild card berth. Yeah. My hometown football team.
Right. They what?
This issue is under investigation.
No, they're in. Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are in the playoffs in the NFL, you know, playoff picture.
Oh, they're locked.
Yeah, they're locked. Yeah, they're locked.
Safe. I like it.
Yeah. That's great. And they're my hometown team. I was so excited when I heard that news. I was like,
no.
Yeah, I was so excited. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's great news.
So are, you know, I live in Los Angeles now. So are my hometown LA Rams. And I believe so are my hometown LA Chargers in the AFC. So all around, Andy's having a great time with football.
Do you ever have your two teams play against each other? If you ever have one of those moments?
Two teams?
Yeah, two teams that you support. If you
teams. I was wondering, you ever have two teams play against each other? I'm like, maybe a little league. Little league, I have.
Yeah, we got to be careful how this conversation goes now.
I'm going to click this clip. It might be the right one because it makes sense if it is. It just says 21. I may have put that instead of 22. Let's take a listen. This might be the collection of calls and opinions and thoughts that I collected and put on the show to talk about in the first couple months of our 22 season here on the Indian Manager Show. This might be it makes sense that it is because it says 1-3-21. But the show we did Monday when I was supposed to play the clip was 1-3-22 and just might have been force of habit. So I think this is it. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
It was a big weekend for Christian nationalism, but let's start here. First Baptist Dallas, one of the largest churches in the U.S., hosted Donald Trump for their Christmas special on Sunday morning. How did the pastor introduce his friend Trump?
I'll have to say one of the greatest privileges of my life has been being able to count Donald Trump as a friend, but I believe he is the most consequential president since Abraham Lincoln.
And don't forget, Trump is fighting for the big issues like...
He started talking about the importance of Christmas and what a tragedy it was we weren't saying Merry Christmas. And he was absolutely correct about that. And he wanted to make it politically correct to say Christmas again. And by the way, he followed through on that.
I wish I was making this up, but alas, I am not. This is real, and this is why so many of us are leaving these spaces. Ultimately, these kinds of pastors love to say that they stand for the word and for family values, but yet they platform people who really exemplify the opposite of that in their own lives, not to mention the issues that they're most concerned about. Saying Merry Christmas again, that never, ever, ever went away. You can look at when the Obamas said it, at when the Clintons said it. People say Merry Christmas, they always have. These are imaginary culture wars, and instead of fighting for the poor, the oppressed, and standing with the people that Jesus stood with, this version of Christianity instead aligns itself with empire to become more powerful and to become the dominant religion. We've seen this before. It never ends well.
So given everything we know about Donald Trump, because he's nothing if not predictable, transparent, and consistently buffoonish, what would he do if he learned he was about to be criminally indicted? Well, he would yell, he would scream, he would insult, he would lie, he would go on the offensive, he would go on the attack, he would accuse those who were about to charge him with all sorts of horrible behaviors and motivations. Let's take a look at the statement Donald Trump just issued. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. All the Democrats want to do is put people in jail. They are vicious, violent, and radical left thugs. They are destroying people's lives, which is the only thing they're good at. They couldn't get out of Afghanistan without disgracing our country. The economy and inflation are a disaster. They're letting thugs and murderers into our country. Their DAs, AGs, and Dem law enforcement are out of control. This is what happens in communist countries and dictatorships, and they don't think they'll be held accountable for rigging the 2020 presidential election. The January 6th Unselect Committee is a cover-up for what took place on November 3rd, and the people of our country. Friends, reading between the lines and the lies, you know what this statement says to me? It says that Donald Trump knows justice is coming for him. And he'll never agree with you and me, but we know that justice matters. Hold on tight, folks, because things are heating up. And as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned.
Good morning. I have a reminder for those of you who aren't angry enough. that on January 7th, 2021, while surveying the damage at the Capitol, they found feces smeared on the walls, footprints made of feces, urine all over the place, bullet holes, offices ransacked, art damaged, artifacts damaged. All of this from a group of people who claim to love their country. And if you're somebody who supports that, you are no better than a shit-flinging monkey at the zoo. So fuck Trump. Fuck Trump supporters. Fuck Capitol riot defenders. The rest of you have a wonderful day.
Hey, my friends, you know what I think is the full extent of deconstruction is when you realize after all the years of research, all the hours of prayer and worship and church attendance and meditation, that it just seems worthless, just ashes. And you realize that religion, even though it does some good in the world, has produced some of the cruelest, meanest, nastiest, hateful people on the planet. And some of the stupidest, most violent, and harmful, and destructive ideas in the world. And you realize is there anything beyond these words and beliefs and thoughts, or is this? That's the question.
The numbers are absolutely boggling. In a time of peace, no actual war, no threat of imminent war on the horizon, we passed a $798 billion defense budget. That's $798 billion a year. That's $2,186,301,369 a day. That's $91,095,890 an hour. That's $1,518,264 spent every fucking minute. Do not tell me we can't house our homeless, feed our hungry, educate everyone, and give people health care. I mean, what the fuck?
Salary last year.
About $18 million.
It pays to be a member of Joe Manchin's family.
All of the money.
Joe Manchin has represented West Virginia for 40 years. Delegate, state senator, secretary of state, governor, U.S. senator. 40 years and West Virginia is still the second poorest state in the country. Economy. West Virginia ranks 48 out of 50 states.
Thank you, Joe Manchin.
Healthcare. 47 out of 50 states.
Thank you, Joe Manchin.
Education, 45 out of 50 states.
Thank you, Joe Manchin.
Infrastructure, wait for it, 50 out of 50 states. Manchin has an estimated net worth of $8
million. All of the money.
While the average annual income of West Virginia is just $26,000. Manchin receives a taxpayer-paid salary as a U.S. Senator of $184,500. So he didn't get his $8 million there.
Nice job, Joe.
So where does all the money come from? Manchin receives $491,000 annually from his son's coal brokerage company, EnerSystems. His wife, Gail Manchin, receives $613,000 from EnerSystems. That's $1.1 million to Manchin and his wife from his family's energy company. Manchin makes five times more from his family's energy company than he does as a U.S. senator. Joe Manchin has blocked President Biden's infrastructure plan from moving forward because he wants to kill legislation to replace coal-fired plants with clean energy. Manchin is selling out his own country to protect big coal and big oil who own him.
Joe Manchin, I talk to his office every week. He is the kingmaker, and he's not shy about sort of staking his claim early.
The chairman of the committee that regulates coal shouldn't be a part owner of a coal company.
This is Heather Manchin, Joe Manchin's daughter. After lying about having an MBA, she was named CEO of Mylan Industries. She artificially jacked up the price of EpiPens by 461% and was awarded with a 671% salary increase. West Virginia is poor, poorly educated, and broken, but Joe Manchin and his entire family have become multimillionaires.
West Virginia, abused and suckered for 40 years by Joe Manchin.
Yes.
yes. And there we have it. And there we have it. Just some of the things that we have been talking about and we'll discuss over the next, several weeks of the Andy and Amanda show. But yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. There's a lot of discussion topics, points of interest, of things that we can elaborate and provide some further insight on, perhaps, and reflect. If you would like to for us to play your thoughts, your opinions on the show, we have a cool way of doing it, and that is you use a audio clip, or even a video clip if you'd like. We can take the audio from the video. Audio clip. Send the MP3 file of your audio, which you can do on your cell phone or your computer, however you want to do it. Produce an audio clip. You can tell us how much you admire us and the show, or how much you don't agree with what we're doing here, and comment accordingly. Whatever it's okay. We don't bite. Your comments on the news. Your comments on what we've just heard other people comment on. We'll play your audio clip here, and the way you do it is email that MP3 file to andyandamandashow@gmail.com, and we'll get you on our corner here on our show and comment accordingly. Of course, you're always free to talk to us live when we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing in the United States 515-605-9888, or you can email us again at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And we'll send you a link, and you can join the show over the internet if you have a headset and a microphone. Anyway, that'll tie up today's show. And what a fun time! A lot to talk about on Friday. It's our first Friday, our wacky, crazy, freaky Friday, anti-conspiracy, whatever you would. I forget what we called it through the years. Anyway, it's always a fun time on Friday. It gets even crazier, folks. Don't miss Friday's show.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we're going to talk about a lot of fun things, and we'll hear what Dr. Ruth has to say about various aspects of our lives as well.
I do enjoy Dr. Ruth.
So do I. Gets me kind of you know what I'm saying. Anyway, yes. we got through the show, COVID and all, you know.
We did. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good to be back. That's for sure. Good to be back. But Friday's going to be amazing.
It will be.
Yeah,
always have a fun time on the Friday show, and always a great one thing I want to talk about too before we hang up. I'll tell you what that is.
Okay,
a good friend of the show and an amazing musician, an incredibly talented, great musician who's got a country hit out there right now is number 3 nationally.
Oh,
I think last time he was number 9 and 5 and 4. He's number 3 on the country charts with a song called Down Home Georgia. His name is Kevin Michaels, and we've had him on the show. He was on a Christmas show, as a matter of fact. He's number 3 nationally right now. And
that
I think,
is incredible.
Yeah, and Kevin, as we know, was prompted by Ringo Starr to, even though he's been out of the business for a long time, has written some great songs with some very, very well-known, famous rock and roll bands back in the 60s and 70s, and has a great relationship with Ringo and Paul, and Ringo to him that he go out and put some songs together and get back into this thing. He's very talented, a great singer, and he did. Went to Nashville, produced a song called Down Home Georgia, and it's now number 3 nationally. And I'm so pleased and honored to have Kevin as a friend and a friend of the show. It's crazy about you, Amanda, by the way. Every time we talk, he always asks for you.
Oh, bless him. That's so sweet. He's adorable. Yeah. Absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased.
He always is. Every time I talk to him and communicate, we're in a process right now of mixing the follow up tunes to Down Home Georgia, which should be released in February, end of January. And he's traveling. He said it to Hawaii, and I've got COVID now, so I've got a recording studio. And we're going to do some of the mixes that were recorded in Nashville that we're not quite happy with, and remix them in my studio. Which we're going to try. Worst comes to worst, we can go elsewhere, but we're going to try to do it in my studio.
Fantastic.
And then have these tunes ready for release back on the charts. And I think the next song, which is called For You, is more adult contemporary rather than just straight country. It's got more of a crossover potential. So if we're number three nationally with Down Home Georgia, just wait to what Kevin Michaels is going to follow up with. And we're so pleased to have him.
I'm so happy for him. Yeah, he so deserves this.
So what I think we'll do is, needless to say, let's finish out our show with Down Home Georgia. Take a listen, folks.
Yeah.
Go to Spotify. Call your local country station. Tell them to play Down Home Georgia. Let's make this happen. We're looking to get Kevin number one on the country charts, and I think we're well on our way to doing it. So let's make this happen. A good day. Absolutely. A happy new year to everybody. Welcome back to the Andy and Amanda Show. It's going to be a great, great year. We're doing a lot of exciting things this year. The show's going places, and we're proud to be going for the ride and kind of up in the flight deck making it happen. So it's great to be able to do. Welcome aboard, everybody. And Amanda, why don't you take us home, and then we'll play Down Home Georgia.
Absolutely. So on behalf of my wonderful co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, thank you to you guys for joining us again. We love you so much. Hope your new year gets off to a great start. Please enjoy this song, and take care. I'll speak to you Friday.